This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the things I don't like about the internet age and social media is that a joke and a funny image can be ruined in a matter of minutes. And that's what happened yesterday. So the Bernie Sanders meme was funny for like 10 minutes. And now less than 24 hours later, it has been completely beaten to death. I've seen that guy sitting there with those mittens on every which way, and you could possibly, every picture in the history of the world has been photoshopped with Bernie Sanders sitting like that. And when I first saw it, you know, yesterday, right after it happened, you know, it happened instantaneously. As soon as that picture went up on the internet, everybody photoshopped it. And like in the first 10 minutes, you're like, all right, that's funny. That's a good one. That's funny. And now this morning, it's still going and going and going and going. It's like, all right, now we got it. Every time I open up social media, it's six different Bernie Sanders photoshops with him sitting there with the mittens on. My favorite, though, is when someone put a drum set in front of him because he had his arms crossed and they put drumsticks in his hands and it looked like he was playing the drums. That one was a good one, but now it's over.
So. Yeah, our elite political ruling class had a nice day yesterday. All the pomp and circumstance, the flags, everybody standing for the national anthem, and Lady Gaga killed it yesterday. By the way, she did an unbelievable
job.
That
was an awesome rendition of the national anthem.
It was a straight.
It's great.
She's got an unbelievable voice.
Big fan.
She was dressed like royalty.
Big fan.
Yeah,
there's
a lot of purple yesterday.
Yeah, she was great. A-Rod and J-Lo showing up there. A-Rod making sure he was a part of the whole thing. That Alex Rodriguez making sure that he was seen. Where are the cameras? Where are they? I'm over here. It's me, A-Rod, by the way. I'm over here now. You know, this is something that I had forgotten. I even heard Al reference this particular listener in the warm-up show, Joe Saponaro, who is Joey from Yonkers. And Joey from Yonkers, he reaches out. I've known Joey for a very long time. He's a great listener. He might be the best listener there ever is because he listens all the time, all day long, to all the shows. And then he also has, like, you know, if you miss something or there's a question, like, he's there. He's almost like a producer that doesn't get paid for the show.
He's like a backstop.
Yeah, he really is. He's great. So we had taken the call, Maureen in Kansas, last week. And Joey reached out to me and said, do you realize that that's Maureen from Anaheim from all the years ago when you were a producer and she used to call all the time on the overnights? And I said, no, I had totally forgotten. So Maureen in Kansas, who I thought was a first-time caller and someone we had a great conversation with, I had actually spoken to probably every night for 2 years, and she was living in Anaheim at that point, but he recognized her voice, and she's back right now to talk some Jets. Maureen, when'd you move to Kansas?
10 years ago, Gio.
Oh, okay. Do you remember talking to me all the time when I was screening your phone calls back in like 2006?
No, I remember, what's his name, Russell Mathis.
Russell Mathis, yes, Russell called. He did the overnight, the call screening for Tony,
yeah,
and all of that.
Yeah, he was very rude to me and got me thrown off.
Really? Russell was rude to you? What did you say something that wasn't good? Like,
he provoked me, and I said something I shouldn't have said. And
did you call him a bad name, Maureen? Did you use a curse word?
I don't remember. It's too long ago.
Okay.
So, Maureen, where in Kansas are you living now?
Overland Park.
Okay, right outside of Kansas City, right?
Yes, about 25 miles away.
Right. Okay, so what's going on today?
I want to know what the big deal is about Watson when he only had two more wins than Sam?
Well, I mean, playing the quarterback position, as Boomer will tell you.
Don't hang up on me.
I'm not hanging up on Maureen. Jeez, I mean, you're crying out loud. Yeah, everything, you're here. But playing the quarterback position, as Boomer will tell you, is more than just wins and losses in certain situations.
I remember when Boomer was a quarterback for the Jets.
Yeah. He had a couple of bad. He had a couple of bad years, but didn't mean, you know, the team had some bad years. Didn't mean that he was horrendous. You know, think about Deshaun Watson prior to this year. You know, he was a guy that was in the playoffs. The team was pretty good.
I don't care about the Texans. I care about the Jets.
I understand, but you're asking about Deshaun Watson and what is so great about him. You have to know about his history as a Houston Texan to understand why people would want him.
I want 1 year with a new coach for Sam. And then if he still sucks, then do what you have to do.
All right, so we're going to have Rob Sala on tomorrow, Maureen. Would you like me to ask him that question, like, or tell him, you know, 1 year? Maureen and Candace wants 1 year of you guys together.
Tell him to call me.
All right, yeah, but if Sam, so I'll write this down. So if Sam still sucks after that year, then you got to get rid of him.
Then get rid of him.
Okay. All right, very good, Maureen.
I'm sure I could have been a better coach than Adam Gase.
Me too, Maureen. So Anaheim to Kansas, was that for tax purposes, closer to family, witness protection? Like, what happened?
No, it was because we had to leave California. Like, most of the population is leaving California.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, Eddie, you were saying what there about Maureen?
She used to live on Bleecker Street, she told me.
Oh, really? So you used to live down here in Bleecker, then you went out to Anaheim, and then you've lived one hell of a life, Maureen.
259 Bleecker Street, next to Zito's Bakery.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar. And then I moved to Hazlitt.
Okay.
Jerry's familiar.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And my sister went to the school, St. John Vianney.
Oh, the same school as Jerry Recco, right?
Yeah, so I feel like you guys are my, like, kind of family.
Oh, thanks, Maureen.
Yeah,
we feel
like
the same way.
You were your attachment back to New York sports.
Yes.
I want to come back because my mom lives in New Jersey.
Yeah.
But I hate New Jersey.
What do you hate about New Jersey, Maureen?
What do I hate about New Jersey? It's a police state.
It's a police state.
Murphy.
Oh, Governor Murphy. So we're going political. Okay, I got you. All right, Maureen.
No,
well, we'll stop here while this conversation was still endearing. Yeah.
I love you guys. I really do.
Right.
I call you. And could I speak about the Mets for a minute?
Maureen, how about this? How about you call tomorrow? And we'll put you on about the Mets or the next day, right? Because we want to talk about the Jets here. It's good talking to you, Maureen, and stay safe out there in Kansas and call soon.
You make me laugh.
Well, thanks, Maureen. You make me laugh, all right? So hang in there. It's good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
Get a haircut.
No, I'm not getting a haircut, Maureen. Hey.
There you go.
I'm not getting a haircut. So there's Maureen, formerly of Anaheim.
Wow.
Now in Kansas, hates New Jersey, used to live next to a bakery on Bleecker Street. What a life, that Maureen.
She gets around.
She does get around. She definitely
Think about that. Bleecker Street, Hazlitt, Anaheim, Overland Park. Now,
right.
Overland Park's pretty nice.
Yeah. I have a feeling if we kept asking Maureen questions, she would have told us she stormed the Capitol.
I remember when she was mean to Russell, as she mentioned, we actually got an email that said she was banned for, like, she got a month suspension from the air.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yeah, it was a number of years
ago. She was mean to Russell?
Yeah. She just said it. Yeah. She said
Russell. Him out.
Yeah. Russell got her banned. Maybe that's why we hadn't heard from her in years. I don't know. I mean, I should reach out to Russell and find out what the story is, just in case it was like Maureen was super out of line and we can't, you know, be really condoning that behavior. But Maureen's very nice to us. You know, she flew off the handle one day. It's okay.
It happens to all of us.
All the time.
Yeah.
Happens to me more than I would like to admit, quite frankly. You know, flying off the handle on the air, someone says something about the mullet, I lose my mind.
Well, she told me she loved me, but I don't know if she knows my voting record. She may not feel the same way.
Yeah. You stinking hippie liberal supporting all that garbage.
Police state.
Yeah, you living in that police state. Why don't you go over there and just continue to never mind. All right, let's go to one more call here. The great Artie in Brooklyn who wants to scream about something. What's up, Artie?
Hey, guys, how's everything going?
Good, Artie. Right,
Artie, what's
man?
Happening, brother?
All right, so listen, I want to go off topic. I know you guys talked about yesterday, but I want to chime in on this because when we got Cohen, I was so happy saying, finally, we're going to act like the Yankees and the Dodgers. We're going to get free agents. And I'm sitting there targeting guys that's going to put us above the Braves with the Dodgers, with the Yankees. And we got none of them.
What are you talking about, Artie? Artie, you got Francisco Lindor you're going to give $300 million to.
Hang on a second. Hang on. Okay, Lindor's great. And he's making $21 million this year. Fine, okay? But, you know, we did have to give up guys. So if you analyze the team just this year, and I say, when are we better? With Jimenez at shortstop, Springer at center field, the JT at catcher, or the team that we're going to have right now? We're signing May, but we can't get Hand. We can't get Springer. We're going to get Matthews. It's like they set the Wilpons again. I don't understand this.
Artie, stop. It is not like the Wilpons again, because let me give you these examples. Do you think that the Wilpons ever would have traded for Francisco Lindor knowing that they'd had to sign him to a $300 million contract? Would that have ever happened?
You know when it would have? I'm going to tell you when it would have. Because you can make that trade. You can make it be stupid, but you can make that trade and then not sign anybody else. You'd be like, remember when the Texas Rangers signed A-Rod? They went overboard and they signed
$252 million. Yeah.
Anybody else.
Yeah.
That's what the mess would have looked like with the Wilpons. And I said that. I said the mess couldn't make that trade with Lindor because they wouldn't get anybody else.
Yeah.
But the thing is, why do we have to be financially responsible when we didn't win a World Series? It's 8-6. Why can't we be responsible after we win?
Artie, listen, I know that you're totally fired up and you pissed off at Steve Cohen and you think you're going to get every player in the world. It's one freaking offseason, all right? And think about all the action the Mets have done in this market, in this offseason, compared to the other teams. Them and the San Diego Padres and now the Toronto Blue Jays got involved with Springer are the only teams that have really done anything. And the Mets have spent more money on these guys. And then also, on top of it, you know, you have to sign Lindor down the road. You got Michael Conforto who's going to be signed. It's not just about this offseason. You're going to have to give guys massive contracts coming up. And he will spend the money. But if George Springer, at 31 years old, to the Mets is worth 5 years, 125, and they don't want to go any higher than that, then I appreciate their restraint. And Steve Cohen, if Sandy Alderson said, damn it, Steve, we need this guy at any price, Steve Cohen would have said yes. I'll give you whatever you want. You know that. But spending a ton of money doesn't always mean being smart.
That's right. And it's only January 21st. So everybody calm down. The final roster is not set yet.
Yeah.
and we all know that with Steve Cohen as an owner, if this team is as competitive as we believe that it will be at this point right now, that once we get to the season and we get to the trading deadline, don't be surprised when they add guys at that point as well.
Sure.
So, Artie, and I love Artie because Artie's passionate about the Mets and the Jets, and he's crazy. Just like Omar is about the Knicks and the Bills and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
We get it, but it's January 21st. They decided not to give a 6-year deal to a guy who's going to turn 31. We gave you a list yesterday that was published about guys who are falling into that category. I do think George Springer is a terrific player. I would have loved him for the Mets. But you also have to take into account all the other issues that the Mets still have to fill. And that doesn't mean that they can't go out and get a quality outfielder, center fielder, whether it be a defensive one in nature in Jackie Bradley Jr. or even somebody that may be on the trade docket. They're not done yet.
Yeah, the offseason picture isn't complete. And Mets fans are acting like this is the last offseason in which you can sign players for the history of the league. Steve Cohen is here for the long haul. Like, they're going to be involved in the big names for a long time.
Right, and they're also building, you know, unfortunately, Jared Porter's situation does present a hiccup for the organization and now have to go back and try to figure all this stuff out again. But for me, anyway, from the roster standpoint, they're not done yet. So everybody's got to calm down. Yeah, all right, we all wanted George Springer. I wanted DJ LeMahieu. But let's all calm down. That was prior to bringing Carrasco and Lindor here. So those two guys are here. Trevor May is here. We have a new catcher. Everybody just has to calm the F down.
It's amazing.
And wait till we get the spring training. We don't even know when spring training is going to be yet.
Right.
And we do not know whether or not the National League is going to have a designated hitter yet.
Yeah, the same Mets fans that would yell at the Yankees for buying championships and buying players are now mad at their owner for not buying all the players.
We've already bought some players, and we will continue to buy some players. I'm preaching patience right now because it's only January.
Patience? They just traded for one of the best players in baseball. But people are forgetting about this.
I know, because it's what we want next, Okay, you got us something. Now go get us something else. Everybody is just got to relax and recognize we're still at least, I would say, 6 weeks from training camp. I'm thinking they're going to want to move training camp back until March.
Maybe.
And then maybe not start the season until May. So, look, man, there's a lot that still has to be ironed out for both the league and, of course, the rosters for all of these teams. And there is a ton of free agents that are still available. And believe it or not, there's going to be a ton of players that are available for trade because a lot of these small market teams, if they have guys that are making reasonably big money, they're going to want to move those guys because they're all losing at the gate.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
If you missed it, Maureen from Kansas called us last week and then this week. And I had forgotten she was a long-time overnight caller. Maureen time. And I was tipped off by another long-time overnight caller, Joey in Yonkers. And then Maureen said she got banned on the overnight because she said something she wasn't supposed to say. And Russell Maffis, who was a longtime overnight producer, was now a police officer. Russell banned her. And that was it. It was done. So Russell reached out to us and told us exactly what she was banned for. And he has the receipts, as they say, somewhere. So we are searching for that because I think it would be very funny to be able to play it if we bleep it out. But I can't guarantee it.
I did hear back from Russell. I know he reached out to Al, and I will effort finding this. I can't make any promises because he's been gone a little while, and I think there was a purge of the system at some point.
A purge.
But I will do my best, and it may exist somewhere that's hidden and buried under some things or tucked away, and I'll see what I can find.
There have been a lot of things that have been missing over the years. You know, maybe you can find a few other things.
I don't know what you're talking about there, Boomer. Okay. But CeeLo, Martel is a notorious squirrel and a clip finder and hider.
Yeah,
so he might be a guy.
Well,
to...
my hope is that if I just do a general search of all the folders, that there won't be that many files with Maureen in the titles. If it was tagged properly, we may be able to find it.
We hear all these commercials about the dark web.
Yeah,
this is like the dark web of WFAN.
It is. Yeah. You know, and Martell may have it on a flash drive that he keeps around his neck. So
This is in the this is in the bowels of the folders that are never to be found again.
Exactly.
Well, unfortunately, until like the last few years, our storage capacity was like, you know, a Commodore 64 equivalent.
Yes.
Yeah, we used to get the emails from Eddie about once a month. Time to clean out your
folders. Clean out the M drive.
Bring out your dead.
If there are whole games on there, please delete them. Nobody needs the whole Mets Cardinals game from April of 2004.
All right, CeeLo, tell us about the Nets, huh, and what's going on with them.
Yeah, so they did erase a big fourth-quarter deficit last night to force overtime in Cleveland. They led by five multiple times in the extra session, but they couldn't stop Colin Sexton. He drained the game-tying three-ball that led to another 5 minutes and then took over in the second extra session.
Sexton steps right, long three, buries it again. This is unbelievable from the 22-year-old. Colin Sexton dominating.
Chris Carino here on the Fan. 15 of his game-high 42 points coming in the second OTs. The Cavaliers pull away to beat the Nets 147-135. That spoiled the debut of the new big three on the court together for the first time as a threesome, and each of them putting up gaudy offensive numbers. We heard from Steve Nash last hour, who said it's obviously a very offensive team right now, but they'll need to grow and evolve along the way.
That doesn't mean that because we have offensive personnel that we can't be better defensively. You know, we got to improve. We got to improve our communication. We got to improve, obviously, getting guys into better condition.
He rode the starters last night, 50 minutes for Durant, 48 for Kyrie in his return from the personal reasons absence, and 51 for James Harden, still getting himself into the proper shape. But he says fatigue is not an excuse and certainly not an explanation for why they couldn't stop Sexton.
Fatigue, I mean, he made some tough shots. Everybody's tired at that point, you know. He made tough shots, and if he missed those shots, then it's good defense.
It's a good question. Fair point. Second triple-double for Harden in his three games as a Net. He's already the first Net with multiple triple-doubles in a single season since Jason Kidd had 12 of them some 13 years ago. Kyrie, 37 in his return. Durant had 38, 12 boards and 8 assists. So obviously the numbers offensively are ridiculous, but Kyrie says none of that matters without the W's.
I think any one of us would definitely take a win over all those great stats. You know, those sound incredible for a first game out for a few great teammates, just first time touching the floor.
So there's work to do and practice time needed along the way. They will get another crack at the Cavs tomorrow night. That'll be the rematch once again taking place in Cleveland. The Knicks begin a four-game Western swing. They're in San Francisco tonight to visit the Warriors. Golden State beat the Spurs on Wednesday, 121-99. Back-to-back wins for them to improve to 8-6. I do have a little bit more from Summers. We played last hour for you as he's, I guess, trying to start this campaign where Deshaun Watson's into certain rappers, and Steve discovered some of that on Deshaun's Twitter account, so he's trying to start this movement where we're going to get the rappers involved and try and bring Watson to the New York, New Jersey area with the Jets. And he did point out that while these rappers might be prevalent, we know their names, we don't necessarily know that they're fans of New York and or the Jets.
I don't know what Drake thinks or Little Uzi Vert. That is a rapper. One of his tweets is from them, if I'm even pronouncing it right, LilUziVert, Little Uzi Vert.
Whose most famous song is My Trunk Got Birdies. My trunk got birdies. That trunk got birdies. Shoot, my trunk got birdies. 20-shot 40-round, 20-shot for your mind. 100 grand, 100 grand. You ain't got money. Flex for the grand. Last week, Monique was in my wallet. This year, I'm a rapping bands. Sippin' Act and Traffican. My bitch white, but her booty can.
It's actually pretty close.
What's Up is the name of something they
What's
do.
What's Up?
And he tweeted out some lyrics from their song, What's Up?
What's Up?
Don't deal with the lies and the frauds. That's why I don't get involved.
Because the Mac 11 shoot like a seizure. And yes, I'm finessing with my feet up. And my bitch look bad like Sacagawea.
And the best part is, can you just picture him sitting in his kitchen at home?
I'm just reading the
letters. Is that up? Did you hear?
Yeah.
Like he's not even here right now, as most of our hosts are not, for obvious reasons. I'm just picturing him sitting in his kitchen in his Manhattan apartment with his wife, you know, nearby, listening to him, wondering what the hell are you talking about.
I'm with you, bitch. Versace shades, like I'm Jane Swervin. Yeah, I'm killing it. Yeah, I'm killing it. Yeah, I'm finessing because I'm feeling it. Lil Uzi. Okay.
What's up?
What's up? Oh, man.
Maybe we get someone from the Jets beat to ask Robert Saleh about that when he meets the media today on Zoom right around 2 o'clock. And if you want to hear that, we will carry it live for you on the fan.
Robert Saleh has no idea what he's getting into. Although his brother worked here, and he's probably been here a number of times. I'm just... Oh, boy.
So, in a development here, I've actually found a song by Lil Uzi Vert that has a New York reference in it, which clearly means that Deshaun Watson is coming to the Jets. This song is called Moist.
God.
I'm going to ball till I fall. I met that bitch at the mall. Said that she having no choice, that she come from New York. Count that money, keep going. Count them hundreds, keep going. She said, my voice make her moist. She say, having no choice. Okay, so clearly Deshaun Watson going to be a Jet if the deal is right. Don't forget the 1-718.
Good job going with the old number.
That is unbelievable.
Oh, God.
This is what these guys got to look forward to when they come here. I mean, what do you think Houston sports talk radio sounds like right now?
I don't know if anybody can hear it. That's the problem.
Not like Steve Summers, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
My goodness.
Okay, Canadian Goose is another Lil Uzi Vert song. I woke up in the morning, brush my teeth, smack that ass. All I do is think about the cash. Yeah, what? Getting all this cash? Yeah, what? I'm 200 on the dash. Little Uzi, ooh, I got hella groupies. Smoking backwoods, I don't mess with the doobies. Cop the double, plus I'm rocking kasubis. I mess with my same hoes. I don't trust anyone else. Let's just put it that way. Okay.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. What?
Oh, boy. So, Philip Rivers retired yesterday, and we expect Drew Brees to follow in short order. You know, we've got these older quarterbacks in the NFC title game, so Aaron Rodgers, that's obviously going to be a theme. And yesterday, as far as his future goes, he referred to it as a beautiful mystery that will still play itself out.
He's such a deep thinker.
Yes. Even more so as he goes along here later in life. So he's not giving you the Tom Brady, I'm going to play till I suck. A little bit more eloquent with his words. It's a beautiful mystery, and he'll just let it play out. So I will try to get you some actual relevant football sound for championship weekend. We've spent a lot of time on Summers and rap and Deshaun Watson. That's just kind of the way it goes right now. So it's interesting for sure. Baseball-wise, I don't know what's going on with these MLB reporters swinging and missing on some of these deals so far. I know it's been a weird offseason, but yesterday you had multiple reports saying Michael Brantley was going to sign with the Blue Jays. So it was all of a sudden people are tweeting out their lineup. They got Springer, they got Brantley, and then that kind of crashed and burned, and he's going back to Houston for 2 years and $32 million. So,
well, there's a guy staying in Houston.
Yeah. I just wonder what led people to go with the story of, hey, it's happening in Toronto. Like, I wonder what fell through, if there was a change of heart at the last second.
I'll tell you what, this is a classic. I could probably figure, you know, George Springer went there. You know, the agent for Michael Brantley said, listen, we got a deal here. He's going to go to Toronto as well. You're going to lose both of your outfielders to the Toronto Blue Jays like this that are free agents.
So Astros stepped up came to shove.
Right, and then the agent probably leaked it to a reporter like, listen, we're going to the Blue Jays. We're getting close.
Is Verlander going to be ready for the start of the season?
Well, he says that's his goal, I think, but it would be a pretty aggressive timeline.
Man, that team is going to look really different.
Yeah, for sure.
It's all coming crumbling down for the Houston Astros.
Maybe the Yankees can actually make it this year.
Well, easy there, Boomer.
There's other teams, too.
What do you mean easy?
Well, they
didn't
remember they lost to the Rays last year. So.
Well, true, I forgot. I know this will be a shortened season, but it will not be a condensed 60-game season.
Yeah, it'll be a little bit longer.
But let's see how it manifests itself over 142 to 50 games.
Right. Gives an opportunity for Giancarlo Stanton to miss 100 games again. So.
Right. Can we get another pool? Can we get another show pool for 2021 about the injuries?
When we get closer to the season.
By the way, did we really need Pudge Rodriguez to tell us Gary Sanchez isn't enjoying baseball right now? It's pretty obvious, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but Pudge is a Hall of Famer. Come on, man.
Right. Nobody's enjoying Gary Sanchez play baseball. So, listen, we're all unhappy all around with the Gary Sanchez situation.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
We've got a big guest coming on tomorrow that you can also hear. Today, you've got the Rob Saleh press conference. And then after that, as soon as that press conference is over, Carton and Roberts, will have Rob Saleh on. And then the next morning, we're going to have Rob Saleh on in the morning with us. So he will be on. Also, you know, we are reaching out to Darren from the 7 line.
Uh-oh.
Because he is fired up, man. He was posting videos and tweets and everything. You know Darren is a friend of the show, came to the Blue Point show, listens to us all the time. And he is so angry at a CBS Sports Minute, Radio.com Sports Minute. He is so angry at a Radio.com
Sports Minute. At
mine? No.
Okay.
I just wanted you to think it for a minute.
All right. So he's mad at somebody that I know Bogus does some. Lawrence does some.
I'm Andrew Bogus.
Right.
Yeah, Bogus isn't going to say anything. He's going to make
Damon
someone that mad.
Damon Amendola does some.
I'm Damon Amendola.
BT.
Oh, yeah. BT. Boom.
Boom.
Yes. Boom. Boom.
Right. Yeah, Tiki's does some sportsmen. So which person is he mad at?
Actually, Jim Rome. A Jim Rome sports minute he's
was
mad
it a
at.
Hot take?
It was a wrong take. I think that his take was based off of, from what I can gather, and Darren will talk about it.
Okay.
His take was based off of some misinformation, and it really, really fired him up. So we're going to have him on shortly after 9 o'clock to explain this. We'll play the sports minute. We'll have Darren scream about it so he can get it out there on the air because he's like, I mean, I've never seen him like this.
Incensed.
No, he is.
Okay.
Like you said, he was fired up yesterday. Then, like, the first thing this morning, he's still tweeting, like, furious about it.
Yeah, I know.
No one at FAN is stepping in.
Right. All right, we'll step in. We're stepping in, man.
All
right.
Just so how everybody understands how those things work, I mean, they are on the radio.com platform, so they go out to all the intercom stations that are basically clearing the space for it. So I do mine in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so if you're listening to me in Detroit and you hear my Sports Minute, you may not like it, you know, and they can complain to their local radio station.
But they did that all the time in Pittsburgh.
But they have nothing to do with it.
Yep.
I mean, they would have to get back to me somehow.
Oh, they hated your Sports Minutes in Pittsburgh.
Why? I was always very complimentary to the Steelers.
Not wasn't so much the Steelers, the Ranger takes they couldn't stand.
Because of the Penguins.
Yeah, like, this guy, why are we hearing about the Rangers? Like, geez, talk about the Penguins once.
I do talk about Sidney Crosby and the Penguins.
Yeah, but not enough.
Dirty players and everything else.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
And generally, you know, we listen to Boomers because it's Boomer, but generally we ignore those things. Well, because they're happening in the breaks and I don't hear them. You know, I'm not really paying attention. So that's why it's not like, you know, when you're like, why isn't anybody stepping in? It's because, like, no, I don't think anybody probably heard it from around here, quite frankly. So now that we've heard it, we understand what he's saying, we'll put him on to talk about it. The other guest idea I thought was like, so you wanted to know what Houston Sports Talk Radio is thinking. And I thought to myself, I know three hosts in Houston, but that's too cheesy. That's too cheesy.
No, my thing is I just wanted maybe around 9:30 or something, get one of your guys on here to tell us what they're saying about the
show. You
want to
hear
Watson.
That? I mean, that's sort of like a...
Well, I mean, like, but you know, it gets you the local flavor. I'd also like to hear what they're saying about James Harden.
Yeah, I will say, though, that the one guy that popped into my mind is one of the funniest people I know in the business.
Okay.
And he is, like, he's a fireball. And
so
he would
throw him on at 9:30 this morning. I just want to hear what they're saying.
Oh, he'd be thrilled.
Yeah, so he would know whether or not they do believe they're losing Deshaun Watson, which I think Jet fans would be interested to hear.
Yeah, no, he... I'm just thinking of some of the segments he's done. I'll tell you in the past.
All right.
He's one of those guys that gets in trouble a lot, you know, for saying certain things, but I love him. Like, and I sit there. So Al would love this, absolutely love this guy too. So just the other day, and I've never met him in person. We've just had a mutual respect for one another through the radio business. We had a 2-hour text conversation about sports talk radio the other day, just back and forth, me and him. Because he's like loves the business. We see it sort of the same way, all those things. So he's great, but he's one of those guys. It's like he's a little, you know, you got to watch out.
Well, is he from here? Where is he from?
He's actually from New Orleans. That's where he was.
And all right.
He hosted in Philly and then.
Okay, but he would know the pulse of whether
he's
or
been
not.
In Houston for the last like 7 years.
So, yeah. So he obviously knew that James Harden was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, he was going to go.
Right.
Because of everything that had transpired this summer. Now the question is, does he feel like Deshaun Watson's going to go? And should Jet fans have a realistic, you know, belief that they can go get him?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think that it's if it's the right guy, I'd talk to the right guy. This guy's an entertainer. I don't want to get some, like, you know, just run-of-the-mill Houston guy.
No, but
on.
You know this guy.
He's funny.
Been there for 7 years.
I'm actually a little, yeah, I respect his ability to not give a bleep about anything. It's put him in a tough spot here or there in the business, but he does not give a bleep about anything.
All right, so that's
anything.
Even more helpful because all we could do is surmise what we think is going to happen.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll give it to you straight.
That's what I'd like to hear.
But I'm going to have my hand on the dump button the entire time.
Well, you just got to tell him, you know, behave yourself.
Yeah, right. Like plenty of PDs have told him that.
Right.
But no, I love the guy. He's super talented. He should have a better job than what he's got, quite frankly. All right, let's go to Justin in Manhattan. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, Boomer, Gio. What's going on, guys?
What's
all right,
up?
Justin, what's going on?
You know what? You talked about Al's Born Beer the other day and actually tried calling in but got disconnected. But I was thinking, you know, it would be a good idea to get not only Gio involved but Boomer involved. And hear me out, but I think this is good because it's for charity. You guys maybe go down to Kentucky because Boomer, obviously, I think you like the brown juice more than you like beer.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a distillery you like. Pick out your own barrel of whiskey. Have them shoot it up to New York, bottle it, put, you know, a sticker on it, and sell it for, you know, I think the CF Foundation.
Well, I've done this with I think it was Maker's Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I think Four Roses is another good one, but Maker's, I think you probably, I don't know, you tell me, but probably make 2x what you put into it. Take the barrel, give it to a brewery of Gio's choice. Gio, I don't know if you've tried bourbon barrel-aged stout. I personally enjoy it quite a bit. But Gio, you could work with a brewery you like. Have them brew up a stout. They'll stick it in the bourbon barrel for like 6 to 12 months, and then you too could use that barrel again and, you know, sell the beer for a charity of your choice.
You really thought this out, Justin.
Yeah, Justin.
I mean,
I like
this is very meticulous.
Justin, you in the business?
I'm not in the business, but I enjoy whiskey and beer a little bit too. I'd be happy to help coordinate it if you want to set it up in email. But at the end of the day, I think you'd make a decent amount of money for charity. I mean, Boomer, you said you've done it before. You know, you probably make 2x of what you put into the barrel, and you get to reuse it again.
Yeah, so this is a really good idea. I don't know if we're going to capitalize on this soon or not, but I will take your email down. All right, so take your email. We'll save it. I'll put it in my office. You may not hear from me right now or in a week, but Eddie's going to take your email down, so stay there, Justin. Yeah, you know what's tough, though, is as much as I would like the Boomer and Geo products, you know, Boomer comes with a different sort of price tag than I would come with, you know, when you're doing things
right
like
here.
This.
So here's the bottle right here that we did.
It's a little easier to
you
get
can't
me.
See it. I don't know if I can get it any bigger than this.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying, though? Like, this is what I was trying to.
Yeah, we're doing it. We're doing it together, though.
No, thank you.
I'm not making any money off of it.
No, of course not. We would not. But.
So what do you think?
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
So we did this around a horse race at Turfway Raceway in northern Kentucky.
Okay.
And I forget what the state – it's a big race for northern Kentucky. And I think it's right before the Kentucky Derby. And it's not – I don't think it's the same horses, but it's a big stakes race or whatever. And every year they bring in somebody and they do a nice bottle around that person and then they –
give the proceeds of that bottle to charity.
Okay.
And they did a great job. So that's the Boomer Maker's mark right there.
That is, with your picture on?
Like, yeah, I want to say it's like 10 years ago.
No, it's really good.
I don't know if I was here. It may be longer than that because I don't think I was at WFAN.
Yeah, it was prior to WFAN.
Oh, it was. Okay. Do you see a date on it?
No, but I remember when you first got there, we used to play around with things to find about you on eBay, and those used to be up there.
Oh,
Signed bottles.
Signed bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I had a signed 600 of them.
Oh, wow. That's a... Get some fatigue out of that one. 600 of those bottles.
Yeah, but I think I want to say we made somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000 on that.
Yeah. See, I'm still in the process. I got a lot of things going on. You know, I got a lot of things going on. All good stuff, but I'm trying to, you know, maneuver some different things and houses and everything else. So I'm still working with the Belport Brewery on something, but I told them we got to take a breath just for a week or two
just
here.
Just give me a chance to get my stuff in order.
Right, my stuff in order.
Right.
But, you know, and he had asked the guy over there, he's like, well, you know, how about a Boomer and Geo type of thing? I said, you know.
Why is everybody like.
They want you involved. And I said, we're happy to do it with you, but maybe to both of you. So I said, So it's real easy. See, I'm living here and I'm, you know, I'm right down the block. I'm accessible and I'm not going to, you know, you get Boomer involved just so you know. Like we're working in a different class here.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I just think the whole thing's a pain in the ass.
We're at an elite level of endorsement when we get to that thing.
Well,
like,
you know,
me, like
true.
I'll walk around in a chicken suit for Chick-fil-A, for crying out loud. I got no pride. So whatever you want to do,
chicken
like
suit for Chick-fil-A,
I would do
now.
100%. Yeah. I mean, for crying out loud, I've lived in this bath fitter for the last 2 years. It's so wonderful. I sleep in there now. So, but I said, when you get, you know, you're climbing
Pay
a different
me, bitch.
Mountain. Yeah. You're climbing a different mountain when you get Boomer involved,
yeah,
just so you know.
I think you're overstating.
Well, what I'm trying to do is, you know.
I know, you're trying to jack the money up. I get it.
I'm trying to help you out.
You know, if I can get it paid for it, I'm all for it. I don't care.
What was that from?
I don't remember.
Sounded like
that,
a TV show.
Like some sort of commercial or something like that. That's what that sounded like.
Really, it sounded like someone recorded that off their television with their cell phone. If I get paid for it, I don't care. That was great.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.